especially throughout the year, I want to know we're doing everything we can to make the most of what we have.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right financial advice is essential, talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information. Brought to you by the AICPA's Private Companies Practice Section.
Now through March 27th, get up to $500 in rebates when you buy two or more GE Profile appliances at your local Home Depot.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
He still says get your hat.
To the sunny side.
Get your hat. Yeah. You think he'd change that after he heard us talk about it.
A pit of hat.
Still singing it the same way.
And that happy tune is your step.
That's what drugs will do to you. That's what marijuana does
life
to you.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side.
Can't wait to watch the Oscars. When is that? This weekend?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be ready. I see people hear that. They think it's a recording. I'm kidding. It was last night. I know that.
This rover.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Yeah, well, go right ahead, Lauren. You don't scare anybody.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I'm shaking.
Lock the door so she can't come in here.
Gold dust at my feet.
At my feet.
On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, grandparents, great-grandparents, little infants just born yesterday. You're able to hear and have a radio. We welcome you to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 25th day of February, 2013, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Welcome aboard. We have a lot to talk about today. We'll do the Burke segment, but before we do that, Dan, how are you doing today?
I am, I've got this crap going on in my head.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I wanted the people to hear you speak. That yeah. sounds, I don't want to scare you, but that sounds like polio.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You sound like Harvey, what's his name, Firestein?
Harvey Firestein, yeah.
Yeah.
I could talk like this. Now.
Or that guy that sells furs on QVC, Basso. Oh,
Dennis Basso.
Yeah.
Yes.
He sounds that way too. So what's wrong with you?
I just got this head crap over the weekend, and it just started, and it's all
hang on a minute. Now, hang on. I have a physician's index. All right, give me the symptoms.
Just a clogged sinus.
Clogged sinus. What yeah. else? I got that.
That's about it. My ear is clogged. My right ear is clogged.
All right, hang on. Clogged sinus. Yeah. Right ear. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's in here too. Anything else?
That's about it.
Okay, here's what I was
sluggish.
Able to...
Sluggish.
All right, here's what I was sluggish. Able to pull up. Symptoms of clogged, stopped up sinus, clogged up right ear, and sluggishness are all indications of head cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry, man.
Never heard of that.
Sorry, man. It happens.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You play the hand you're dealt. That's all I can tell you. You got
yeah.
head cancer.
I know.
So, But sluggishness, I get that every day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, if that's a symptom of something, I'm
cold for that.
Dead a long time ago. You know, I got a... I'll tell you who's... He won't admit this, but I'm going to tell you who's sickly. Is this Mike Evans. You know, he sends me a text. He apparently went to L.A., I guess, to cover the Oscars. And he gets sick. He gets the flu or something.
Oh.
So he sends me a text. He's sick. His wife's sick. And my wife and I said,
what a baby.
Yeah, thank you. They're always sick.
Yeah.
I mean, he won't admit it.
Did he report today?
Well, I haven't talked to him since the text, so I assume he'll do the report today. And don't mention that, Dan, when you call him.
No.
I said to you, but he's sickly. You know, here he is, surfer, Hawaiian sun, and it's like they're always sick or something. And I know this is I'm cursing myself by doing this, but I've said this before. I've never called in sick. Never. I don't. I just don't get sick now. I don't feel great. I'm in bad shape, but I don't get a cold every 3 years. I'll have a cold for 5 days. I don't get the flu. And by the way, did you see the Center for Disease Control, the report they issued about flu shots for people 65 and over? And let me just add this. It's not just 65 and over, because I heard over the weekend a startling report, but it really didn't surprise me, how this whole flu shot thing is such a big ripoff, and these companies that make all the money that sell the vaccine. Here's what it says, according to the Center for Disease Control, flu vaccine, and before I read this, I think we all would agree that the part of the population that's urged most to get a flu shot are senior citizens.
Yes.
Here's what it says. Flu vaccine, essentially, completely ineffective.
Wow.
That's what it says. Ineffective.
I've always thought that.
It says almost completely ineffective in people 65 and older, which could explain why rates of hospitalization and death have been some of the highest ever recorded, even since they've been taking flu shots.
Man.
It's a complete ripoff. I'm convinced there are a handful of people in the pharmaceutical business. They get together and they have a meeting behind some door that's locked. And they go, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the government to help us out here. We'll pay them. We'll give them some money. And we'll get a congressman. And we're going to tell everybody to get in and get your flu shot. And here, I've written down the numbers. This is the kind of money we can make. And they pass it around. Everybody goes, I'm in. Let's go. Let's start making these, start packaging these hypodermic needles in this vaccine. Let's get them in every Walgreens and CVS, Pharma. Let's go.
And there are some companies that make all their employees get flu shots.
Well, that's part of the whole conspiracy. That's part of the big scam. And it's a huge, somebody's making a lot of money for something that really, from what I can tell, doesn't work. And if somebody says, well, you know, I got a flu shot and I didn't get the flu. Well, guess what? I didn't get the flu either. And I didn't get one. Do you know that's why you didn't get it?
No.
But how about all the people who get it and do get the flu?
How about
this report that says it's pretty much ineffective? Unbelievable.
Wash your hands.
This crazy world.
I'm telling you.
Well, Dan, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Soon. Burke segment. Do we have anything? Then we'll talk about this whole Seth MacFarlane thing. And Dawn's going to, she's not going to do a movie today. She's going to, I'll get her to give
me an
ARD rating on the Oscars last night. Do we have a Burke segment?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right. This is Peon. What do you have, Peon?
Thank you very much. I posted a story to our Facebook page today. It's a really good story about this 18-year-old black lab who has just become this town's dog, essentially. And, it's a really good story about Bear Dog. So if anybody likes
Bear Dog.
Bear Dog.
Yeah, that's the name of the dog. Bear Dog.
That's his name is two names, Bear Dog.
Bear Dog, yeah.
Does he look like a bear?
I don't know where the name
is. Is it a sad story? Like an
old
yeller?
It's kind of sad because he's 18 now and he's not getting around as well as he used to. But
so you want to bring everybody down?
Yeah. This whole town. Well, no, it's a really good story because you just hear everybody in the town who loves this dog and he's become
you're starting
like
to cry talking
mascot.
About it.
Well,
you're starting to cry
kind of a little bit.
You know, look at you're tearing up.
I like stories like that. They touch me.
Wow.
So
you're touching yourself.
Yes. Well,
that's why he's tearing up.
Yeah. Different kind of tears.
Well, stay married a lot longer, you'll be touching yourself a whole lot more.
Second thing I have is I saw a list of all the names that were left out of they do in memoriam every year at the Oscars, and they left out Andy Griffith. Can you believe that?
How could they do that?
Included. I don't know.
Because he was in movies.
Yeah, No Time for Sergeants.
What Face in the Crowd.
Yeah.
He was in three or four, more than that. He was in probably a dozen movies.
They left out Alex Karras, who was...
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
And a couple other movies.
Director Gore Vidal they left out.
Huge director.
Larry Hagman they left out of the
list. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Why would they leave
Was Hagman in the movies, though?
I'm sure he was.
This is the Oscars.
I'm sure he didn't do just TV.
I don't know. He did I Dream of Jeannie in Dallas.
And Richard Dawson, who was...
hang on a minute. I know Dan's
what?
Sick, and I shouldn't pick on him.
What?
But I said, did he do any movies and dances? He did I Dream of Jeannie in Dallas. Those aren't movies.
I know.
No.
Sorry, Dan. Even sick, we can't help it.
I know.
His head is
no mercy.
Can't get the thoughts.
Who else did they leave out?
Richard Dawson. I mean, I know he was most famous
but he did movies.
In movies, yeah. The Running Man. I love that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was the game show host on that movie. Mm. So I thought those people, we'll give them their due on our show here, even though the Oscars left them
That's the kind of people we are.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll wait till we have the song that one of the songs that Seth MacFarlane sang last night. I don't know when you want to play that, but maybe we can play that later.
It's called "We Saw Your Boobs," and it's a song about all the women in Hollywood who have shown their boobs on screen. It was funny, but I have to tell you, I recorded the thing, and I watched about 20 minutes of it, and then I fast-forwarded to realize it was just pretty mundane. I was hoping the boob song would be wilder, crazier, edgier, but he never even went close to the edge. I think.
Well, not apparently. A lot of the critics are nailing him about. Well, he made the joke about Chris Brown. It said they were talking about Django Unchained, and Seth said this is a story of a man fighting to get back his woman who's been subjected to unthinkable violence, or as Chris Brown and Rihanna call it, a date movie.
Well, they deserve that line. It's funny, and they deserve it. And, because they've pretty much given the stamp of approval to beating women.
They're saying he made rape jokes because in the We Saw Your Boobs song, four of the actresses, Hilary Swank, Jodie Foster, Jessica Chastain, and Charlize Theron, their boob scenes were during a rape scene. So he's getting criticized for that.
They cut to Charlize Theron when he had her in the song, she looked disgusted.
Yeah.
Like she didn't like it.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't. Yeah, she seems kind of, I don't know.
Uppity.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, the 9-year-old, when he was talking about the 9-year-old, he said, to give you an idea how young, what's her name? She's got that name I can't pronounce.
Oh, that kid in that Louisiana
Johnny
movie?
Wallace.
Yeah.
To give you an idea how young she is, it'll be 16 years until she's too old for Clooney. I thought that
That's
was
funny.
Pretty funny. Jennifer Aniston, he said our next two presenters, at least one is honest about being a former exotic dancer. Please welcome Channing Tatum and Jennifer Aniston, because Channing Tatum has come out and said he used to be a Chippendales guy.
Yeah. Why so is that? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. They're criticizing. Well,
no, you know what I think it is?
The joke
I think
that Jennifer Aniston was a stripper, too.
He was targeted before the show even started by the people who didn't think this was a good choice.
I think so.
That's
too.
All it is. You know, if somebody like, think of somebody everybody loves. Give me a Tom Hanks, okay? If Tom Hanks hosted the Oscars, I don't think they'd criticize anything he did.
Nope.
No.
Because he's, you know, that guy everybody liked.
Eating disorders, they're saying he made fun of it. Said, and those of you women who gave yourself the flu 2 weeks ago to get there, it paid off. I mean, to lose
that's
enough
funny.
Weight. Right.
But anorexia and bulimia, that's a part of Hollywood. It's well known. That's funny.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think this
I like
guy
Seth,
had a target
and you gotta
on his
take
back.
All his stuff with a grain of salt. So.
He's very talented. And by the way, Ted is the highest grossing R-rated movie in history.
Did
you know that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
$100 million.
That was
hilarious.
I thought that was
Ted
the funniest,
and Mark Wahlberg.
I thought
too.
That was the funniest part when Ted and Mark Wahlberg came out.
And this McFarlane as a young guy, like 24. Had a deal with Fox. He had a $100 million deal with Fox in his 20s. I mean, come on. And he's really talented. You know, he's got Grammy-nominated albums. He can sing.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
He can sing. So I think there are people that are jealous of a guy like this because they don't think he's really paid his dues or whatever. For whatever reason, he wasn't the right choice. He was okay. Give him a B-. He was okay. He wasn't great. But the other thing that happens is you get a Billy Crystal or somebody in there, and then that's the bar. That's where it's set.
Right.
And that's tough, man.
And Billy can do just about anything, and people are going to rave about it just because.
What did Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, what
was
did
it
they?
The Golden Globes?
Golden Globes.
Yeah.
They were fantastic.
Oh, they were, too.
But you're right. Billy Crystal's another one of those guys that everybody just likes.
Gets
lovable
a pass,
Billy Crystal. He could do the same lines and the same jokes, and everybody think they're hilarious.
Right. Just plug in different people.
Right. Because he's in that circle.
Ricky Gervais, they hate Ricky Gervais when he does this.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, because he doesn't kiss their butts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not on the A-list for whatever reason.
All I had.
Okay, Dan, do you have anything?
I did.
All right. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. Our band opened for Tim Reynolds this weekend, but we went to
see. You have a band?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. How'd that go?
It was awesome.
Is that how you got sick?
No, I actually started getting this before, like Friday before we went. We played Saturday night. It was a place called St. Charles, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago. First of all, I would never, ever live near Chicago.
No.
The traffic is horrendous.
No, I agree.
Even in the suburbs, this was a nice suburb. They had a huge mall, and the traffic there was...
Let me tell you something. I went to Chicago last year, all right, in 2012. I drove to Chicago. I made the mistake of going on a Friday, And I came back the same day. It took me 2.5 hours to get out of Chicago. Oh, just to get out.
No,
where you could, where it would open up, you go, whoo, we're finally out of town. Just unbelievable.
It is miserable. But this town, it's called St. Charles, Illinois. And it was a really cool little town, though. It's got a lot of history. And the theater that we played in is, was built in 1922. And let me tell you who was there the night before we played.
Who?
Shirley MacLaine.
Get out of here.
No.
Played what?
That's the kind of venues you're in.
Yeah.
I talked to the guy. I asked the guy. I said, what exactly does Shirley MacLaine do? And he said, actually, it wasn't that bad because she gets up and she tells stories.
Right.
And then she shows some videos. And then she goes back to telling some funny stories. And he said, everybody seemed to like it.
I think she's a nut, but you know what? She's been around, and she knows she has to have great Hollywood stories. She's been in forever.
Yeah.
In show business.
But St. Charles, Illinois, it's a neat little town to go to. If you're up that way, I would recommend going to St. Charles, Illinois.
You know who I couldn't go see? Liza Minnelli.
Oh, I couldn't see her
either.
No.
So how long were you on stage?
We were up there about 45 minutes.
Did they start booing at some point?
No, actually, the crowd was really receptive.
Well, when Tim Reynolds got up, did they start chanting, "Bring back Herman's Hermits"?
Yeah,
Herman's Hermits. What's it called? Herman's Hermits.
Yeah,
Bring back Henry's Humans. Bring back Henry's Humans. Bring back Henry's Humans.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that have made them feel?
Oh, yeah.
You should have paid the crowd before the show outside. Walk along, give $5 a piece. Go, okay. When they're on 30 minutes, you start chanting, "Bring back Henry's Humans."
Yeah.
Oh man,
that would have been great.
That would have been great. Well, Tim came out and played a couple songs with us. The last two songs. And but I'll tell you what, the security guys there, they were absolute jerks. And they talked like this. They talked like the guys from Saturday Night Live when they were doing
Dub Bears.
Yeah, they were all talking like this. And this one guy was up dancing. When Tim was up playing, this guy was up dancing. And he turned around and he started punching.
His name was Up Dancing? Was he related to Ted Dancer?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Up Dancing?
Yeah, he's up dancing and messing around. The guys come over and they go, "You have to sit down." So then he sat down for a minute. Then he jumps up and starts dancing again. Well, they ended up kicking the guy out. So I was out in the lobby, and one of the guys from the theater is videotaping the whole thing. The guy that they were kicking out called the police, so the police show up. And then This one of the security guys walks up and he's talking to this other guy that came out to kind of defend that guy. And he says, "You know what? I was in Iraq fighting for your freedom over there. I was in firefights and all this other stuff." And he starts talking about how he was fighting in Iraq. And I'm like, and I just looked at him and I said, "What does fighting in Iraq have to do with a guy dancing at a concert? What does it have to do with any of this?"
It's a cop wannabe.
Oh, my God, he was. And he looked... He was one of those Barney Fife type guys, a skinny guy with big horn rim glasses.
Yeah, who thinks he's got a lot of power, and he didn't even have a gun, I bet.
Oh, no.
Had walkie talkie and a pair of handguns.
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad it went well. We're going to take a break. We come back. Is that all the Burke segment?
Yes.
Is that it? All right. That concludes the Burke segment. It's officially closed. Let me do a little business. We come back. We have some stories to tell, but if you have stories, listeners come first. That's our motto. We'll take yours first. So if you want to jump in here, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Talk about anything you want to. We got a lot to talk about. 20 inches of snow, up to 20 inches of snow in the Texas Panhandle.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Oklahoma, they don't know what to do. They brought the National Guard in. They're not used to this. You know what it is? That global warming. Now, wait a minute. Snow.
Kansas City's getting another foot.
Well, hold it. That doesn't make sense. Global warming. We'll work on it. We'll figure it out. We'll get back to you. So we got a lot to kick around here, and we will talk a little bit about Danica Patrick and the. And I know you talked about it Friday, your Uncle Harry, but we'll talk about that a little more too. And then I have a story of what I thought was going to be a panic and concern, and then it turned out okay. But it leads me into a discussion of disastrous vacations. It can't be much more disastrous than your uncle had in Hawaii.
No.
That's about as disastrous as it gets. But it opens up the topic of, you know, what's the greatest most ruined vacation you ever had, and where and why. We'll get to all that after an invitation to all of you to come bank where we all bank, First Community Credit Union. You say, why would I do that? Why would I leave my bank? I've been there for 15 years. Why would I leave? Well, why do you stay? Why do you stay? They have checking. Woo. They have savings. You could borrow money for a carpet. Woo. First Community has all that. They have all that and more. They have tremendous service. They have great rates. And they have a special offer. If you transfer your credit card balances from a current credit card that's not a First Community credit card, but if you'll transfer that balance to a First Community credit card and open an account, get a credit card at First Community, you will pay 0% interest for the rest of, well, for an entire year on the transferred balance. You'll only pay 3.99% on all your credit card purchases on that new First Community credit card till the end of this year. It's got subject to credit approval, always is, you know that. And it excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. A great deal. There's always some sort of that one reason why people make the decision, that's it, I'm changing where I bank. Sometimes it's their car loan rates, which are incredible. Maybe it'll be this. Maybe it'll be an opportunity to get out from under some of that ridiculous credit card debt and get something a lot more reasonable. All you have to do is check them out online. It's firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and see how things look with Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, we do have an accident. We've got a couple of them, actually. The one is on westbound 64 after Boyle. Two right lanes are getting through, and traffic is backed up almost to Compton right now. Also on southbound 55 after 255, 270, you've got an accident blocking the right lane. Everything else is just starting to get a little heavy now, especially on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by TNT Monday Nights. Dallas is back. South Fork's First Family returns with more secrets and betrayals that are darker than ever. Tonight, don't miss an all-new episode of the smash hit Dallas, followed by an all-new Monday Mornings. It all starts tonight at 8, only on TNT. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning. Join us Tuesday morning when government spending and the cuts that are coming are the topic of conversation. Rear Admiral in the U.S. Navy joins us, as well as ABC's political analyst Trey Hardin, not to mention Pat Blassie from Altair Travel and Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. All join us Tuesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
Just two and a
and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite when I went to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
A lot of the seaweed, the kelp, flaxseed oil, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dynavite.
He loves the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's true. Mortgage rates are starting to creep upward, which means it's even more timely to call Golden Oak Lending. Today's rate is only 2.875.
This is Bob Ellman. Yes, mortgage rates are starting to go up, but remember, they're still near record lows. You could lower your mortgage payment right now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. The Mizzou store is open daily in Chesterfield Commons at Boone's Crossing, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and on Sunday from 11 till 6 p.m. The Mizzou store, official Tiger outfitters since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100. TheMizzouStore.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Seth MacFarlane, I think to a lot of people over, well, certainly over 50, I think they were watching the thing going, who's that guy?
Yeah.
They didn't really know who he was. He's pretty interesting. He grew up in a, he says, a house that was very liberal, and as kids, they could curse at home. That's pretty unusual. I mean, yeah. I know that happens in, like, I don't like the term trailer trash, but like the lowest common denominator of just ignorant people with no morals or scruples or education. You know, I know, but it wasn't a poor family. I mean, it's just unusual. Normally, if a kid says a dirty word, you go, hey, I wash your mouth out with soap. No, they were allowed to curse and get in trouble and stuff. And said his parents used to watch the Cosby Show and make fun of it because they were too strict on their kids. Wouldn't that be great to have parents like that? Yeah, I say it'd be great. I could have just as easily turned and gone another way on him. But he, again, I give him a B minus on what he did. He is, when he does those voices, it's like it's not coming out of his body. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It seems like is that guy making that voice?
Like the Peter Griffin
voice. Yeah, or that British kid in that Family Guy. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Give us a call. We'll kick some stuff around. We talk about whatever you want. Danica Patrick, I watched about 3 minutes of NASCAR, and I don't mean to offend anybody who likes NASCAR. You certainly have every right to like it, and I get it. I don't believe and never have believed that it is the number one spectator sport in America. I don't buy that. Do you really believe that?
No.
I don't buy that. I don't know who started that. I don't know who perpetuates it. That cannot possibly be true.
I think NASCAR did it.
I think NASCAR, I think they're the ones that came up with it. There's no way that it's the number one spectator sport. And now maybe what they're basing that on is butts in the seats in the stands, because if you look at the size of these venues, holy crap, a lot of people down there.
100,000 people.
And I appreciate anybody who really enjoys anything, and if that's your thing and you get a lot out of it, I just have never. I like the wrecks. You know, that's pretty, look at there. There's a car flying through the air. I get that. But if Danica Patrick were not good looking, I guarantee you there wouldn't be the attention. Isn't that interesting? Looks really do come into play with everything, even NASCAR racing. Because she's hot.
Yeah.
She's good looking. If she looked like Janet Napolitano, it'd be a whole different story. It wouldn't be all about the first woman to get a pole position. She came in eighth, right, in the race
yesterday.
Yeah, she did. So tried to watch it. And like every time I've tried to watch it, it just gets old. It gets tiring to me.
I'll tune in and watch maybe the last 5 to 10 laps to see who might win. That's about it.
And that's it's kind of like that's all you need to see.
Yeah.
Or if you record it, go back and catch the wreck. You'll see that on a bunch of replays after the thing anyway. Now, Peon's Uncle Harry. And I know you. How much did you guys talk about this Friday?
We talked about it a good bit. I covered pretty much everything that happened.
Okay, for anybody who missed it, and I was on assignment, I wish I could have been part of it.
Right.
But I couldn't. He was on vacation in Hawaii, and literally the whole cottage he was renting washed completely away.
Yes.
So they didn't find anything.
No. No. I mean, they had some of the locals there and say they might be able to find some things later once the water resides.
Oh, yeah. Like, they'll call him and go, hey, I found your ring and your watch. They're not going to call him. They'll wash it off and wear it. Now, did he literally come off the golf course to go home and go, hey, where's our cottage?
Yeah, they got called by the people that own the house that's in front of the cottage that they rented from. But I don't know if they were ever even allowed to go look because it was an evacuation.
So all the clothes they had packed for
everything.
Only thing they had is what was on them when they're playing golf.
Right. They had sandals, golf shoes, a golf outfit and their golf clubs. That was it. Everything else was gone.
One, I got to tell you something. You know what?
My aunt said too. She goes. She said, when you go on vacation, you always take your favorite things because you like. So that's another devastating part too. Is you always like taking all your favorite clothes, your favorite hats, you know, things that you like to wear.
I was wondering how that works. Does if you have travel insurance, obviously that might cover that stuff. But if you didn't,
I think travel insurance is if it's lost in transit, like the luggage of the airlines. I think your homeowner's insurance would have to. I think.
I don't know. Yeah, they're going through that. I think it's meeting with this insurance guy today because
then you got to try to figure out a way to prove and itemize and remember everything you packed.
Right, and then somehow they heard if they had flood insurance here that it would have covered them there, but they're not in a floodplain here, and they're trying to figure out if the place they were staying in Maui was in a floodplain, because that all matters too, because I don't think you can buy flood insurance unless you're in a floodplain. I don't know. It's very confusing, so I think they're trying to straighten that out today to see if they can get anything recovered through insurance.
All right, here's my weekend scare, near disaster that turned out not to be. But when you get a call at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're a parent, you just your heart stops and you go, uh oh. Now we went to California to San Diego to see my dad. So Sunday morning, yesterday morning early, I'm in California. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, which was 6 o'clock St. Louis time, my phone rings. And I answered it, and this lady asked, you know, to me to verify who I was, and I said, yes, it's me. And she said, it was the alarm service, and she said, we have a smoke alarm going off at your house. Now, normally, somebody would be at home. It so happens that even my daughter, who lives there, and my mother-in-law, who's there a lot, my daughter was out of town Saturday night and Sunday. She's back today. But so nobody was there. And she said, smoke alarm's going off. Is there anyone in the home? And I said, no. And I said, I'm in California. And my daughter's out of state. And she says, well, we have no choice. We have to send the fire trucks. So now, when you can't see what's going on, the first thing you envision is flames just belching out of the windows, huge fire, house burned to the ground. And she says the fire department and I think the police were dispatching them to your house. Now the dilemma, they can't get in because they don't know how to get in. They don't have a key. They don't have the code. And after I hung up, I thought, oh, shoot. And you know what I envision? Axes. Just tearing, chopping through. Because somebody told me if they think there might be a fire in there, they'll burst down doors. They'll do whatever they have to do to get in there. And they'll tear through. And I thought, oh, man. So I call my neighbor across the street. Now, it's 6 o'clock St. Louis time Sunday morning. He's just barely awake. And there's a lot of ice and snow in my yard, my driveway. And I said, Ken, can you look out the window and tell me my house is on fire? And he said, what? And I said, you see flames coming out? He said, no. I said, smoke? He said, no. What's going on? I said, oh, man, fire department's on the way. And then there's a smoke detector went off. And so he says, let me get some clothes on real quick and I'll go, you tell me how to get in. So he throws on some clothes, and as he's talking to me and getting dressed, he says, oh, man, here come the fire truck. So he runs out, gets to the house. I tell him how to get in, and there's a keypad on the garage, and I gave him and it wouldn't work. Oh. He kept doing, and now the firemen are standing there. They want in. They want to get in there and get at it if there's a fire. And he said, I got cops and fire. He said, they need it. I said, do it again. He said, no, nothing. I said, okay, look. I told him where to walk. I said, in this particular place where nobody would ever know where it is, I said, there is a key hidden. And when I told him where it was, he said, you know, there's a lot of snow. It was under the snow. Uh-oh. So now he's digging with his bare hands. He's barely got his clothes on, and he manages to dig and dig and dig, and he finds this thing with this key in it, and he's able to get in. He hits the alarm, they go in, and nothing. They walk through, they go up, and I'm trying to envision how many are in the house, how dirty and slushy are their boots, are they going to take an axe and tear into the wall to see? But they said there was no evidence of anything. Now check this out. I get a guy on the phone named Captain Gilsinger from the Monarch Firehouse. And by the way, I never knew that my fire department was called Monarch. I don't know what that means. I'm in Wildwood. But it's the Monarch Fire Station right at Wild Horse Creek and whatever. And this guy gets on the phone. And I'm going to tell you something. I got to hand it to these people. From the time the alarm company called and said, we're sending a truck, I'm not kidding, I think within 5 minutes, those people are at the house. They're unbelievable. And he said, here's what happens sometimes. He said, sometimes a spider will get into a smoke, crawl into a smoke alarm, and set it off.
Really?
Now, how can a spider? Maybe the spider is smoking a cigarette.
Oh, it could be.
And he said, or a little cobweb.
Built right.
Little cobweb spider can set it off. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, the house is 26 years old. So after this happened, I talked to a couple of people. And I've now talked to a couple of people I know who said, oh, man, that happened to us. A bug, a spider, something, ants. One person said ants got in there and set the smoke alarm off and summoned the fire department, and they replaced the fire. So there you go, folks. If you've got a home that's, you know, over 15, 20 years old, and it's the original hardwired smoke alarm, things can happen to cause it. But I have to thank the Monarch Firehouse people. I didn't get you know, at the time they were at the house, do it. I called them later and thanked them. But Captain Gilsinger, and thanks for not chopping into my walls with an axe, because we did in St. Charles have that happen. I watched firemen take an axe to the wall of my house.
Wow.
Because our house got hit by lightning. It got hit by lightning, and the lightning surge sent such a strong electrical surge through the wiring in the house that the wiring started catching the insulation behind the walls on fire. The wires were so hot, the wiring for the receptacles, that it started singeing the insulation. And once they detected it and smelled it, they just took an axe. And man, it's the hardest thing to watch, because it's like those extreme home flipping demolition things where they go in and just tear the house up.
Yeah.
Man, they chopped into that wall and they got in there and they found what they needed to find. They had to do it. They had to get in there to the source where the smoldering was to keep it from turning into a fire. So, you know, here we go again with this. This whole there doesn't make you a hero necessarily because you're a firefighter, but there's a job that, in this case, it was just false alarm, go back home, go back to the firehouse. But the frantic pace with which they have to jump and go is the same whether it's real or not. They don't know. They got to do, what did they do? I guess they throw their, they're dressed already. They just go down the pole or jump in the thing and fire the truck and open the door and go. And quickly. So I was very impressed with that. We'll do a little more business. We come back. Don Meadows Dixon is going to give an ARD rating to the Oscars last night. I got a great, let me reach and get it, great email about Schaefer, as I do almost every week. Dear Frank, I'm a longtime listener. I use Schaefer Auto Body for some small damage to my auto, and I was very impressed with their professionalism, and the customer service was first rate. They were every bit the company you said they were. I would recommend them to my friends and family. Maybe I need to trade in my Mercury Grand Marquis to Johnny Londo. Ken Johnston, you're my kind of guy. Goes to Schaefer and is considering trading and going to Londo. It is true that sometimes when you hear, and I will tell you, I think there are a lot of people in the radio business who exaggerate. They talk about things they don't know anything about. They say something's the best when it's not the best. They do it for the paycheck. I've never done that. I've gotten a paycheck, but I never did it or said what I had to say or somebody told me to say just to get the money. I did it because it was the truth. And Schaefer Auto Body, I doubt seriously that there is a body shop that's better. I will be willing to admit there in this country are probably other body shops that are as good. Those are the tens on a scale of 1 to 10. There's certainly not just one in this country, but the one that I know of in this part of the country is Schaefer Auto Body Center, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Seven locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Time for a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they've cleared the one accident that was on westbound 64 near the Tower Grove overpass, but then behind there's another one. It's a multi-vehicle accident, and it looks like it's blocking the left lane, possibly the two left lanes. The ambulance is in one of them, and traffic is backed up to Compton. They're still working with that accident. It was a rollover on southbound 55. It was just before the Mattis overpass. Only the right lane is blocked there. Just a little bit of a slow-up as you go through the area. Other than that, we're looking at volume building on southbound 270. From Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 70, it's heavy west of 270 out to the Blanchet Bridge. Eastbound 270 now, that's running just a little bit slow at Lindbergh, again at 170. This traffic report, it's brought to you by TNT Monday Nights. Dallas is back. South Fork's first family returns with more secrets of betrayals that are darker than ever. Tonight, don't miss an all-new episode of the smash hit Dallas, followed by an all-new Monday Mornings. It all starts tonight at 8, only on TNT. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Of all the elections we vote in, who our mayor is can affect our lives the most every day. That's something Mayor Slay never forgets. It's why he's worked to make every neighborhood safer, with hotspot policing to stop crime before it happens, With his Lead Safe program, this helped thousands of children avoid lead poisoning. And Mayor Slay's Reverse 911 program checks up on seniors who live alone. Mayor Slay has a record of clean and honest leadership. Lewis Reed is a different story. He's been sued for not paying his bills, sued for refusing to pay his taxes, and Lewis Reed was sued by the Ethics Commission for hiding his contributors. One of his biggest sources of campaign money was a strip club owner and convicted felon with ties to an East Side racketeering scandal. No wonder Lewis Reed wants to hide who's giving him money. Francis Slay, a good man and a great mayor.
Paid for by Slay for Mayor. Judy Murphy, Treasurer.
I told you this weekend I was out in San Diego to see my dad. And I had a couple of stories to tell you about that, too. But one of the things that I watched, and now I'm more conscious of it than ever because of North American Solar, I noticed the number of houses out in Southern California that have solar panels. By the way, San Diego on the Sun Index is about the same as St. Louis because San Diego is not, you know, 100% sunshine. On that scale of 1 to 6, 6 being Arizona, New Mexico, parts of the desert, St. Louis is a 5. So you go to a place like San Diego, Southern California, and my wife and I, all of a sudden, because North American Solar's made me so aware of this, we're looking at, as we drive along at subdivisions, solar panel, you know, every fourth or fifth house, whatever the side of the house was that was best exposed to the sun, there were these solar panels. And the reason they're a lot more prevalent out there is because the marketing people who marketed solar were very smart, and they hit the sunniest parts of the country first, which include, by the way, the second most desirable region is the part of the country we're in. So now it's come to St. Louis. You can do what the smart people in Arizona, New Mexico, and Southern California did, and jump in and take advantage of it while all the incentives are there, all the rebates, all the tax incentives, which literally mean you pay about a fourth out of your pocket what the solar panels cost. Yet your electric bill is going to be cut very easily in half, maybe down to a third or fourth of what it was. Let them run the numbers for your house. You'll be amazed. Everything about it makes sense. North-AmericanSolar.com. 636-349-3300. That's 636-349-3300. North-AmericanSolar.com.